Welcome to Career and Life Hacks for Busy People. I'm your host, Joanne Ekton, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. This show is designed to serve you, the busy professional, who's interested in achieving more success through personal development by providing you with information that you can use in a short and digestible format. Each week, in 5 minutes or less, we'll take one topic and distill it down to the core piece of knowledge that is direct, to the point, and actionable. My promise to you is that if you commit to listening 5 minutes each week and putting into practice what you've learned, you will see more success in your professional and in your personal life. The power of words, especially those we say to ourselves without even really thinking about it, is the single most important factor in influencing your belief in yourself, your confidence, and your self-esteem. You know, our brains are constantly thinking at a rate of about 1,500 thoughts per minute. And it's estimated that about 80% of those thoughts are negative. The second edition of the English Oxford Dictionary is something like 20 volumes long, and it has 170,000 or so words in current use, while the Positive Word Dictionary contains only 1,800 words. Is it any wonder that we're bombarded with negative messages when our language itself is only like 1% positive? Your health, your self-confidence, and your success are all impacted by controlling the message playing in your head. Try this. Tell yourself you're a failure. You'll notice that your shoulders slump, your eyes dart away, your voice mumbles. You know, bosses have a way of pointing out their employees' shortcomings and mistakes and tell them about weaknesses that they need to work on. And one statistic says that the average employee hears 8 negative messages for each positive one. 8 to 1. Is that any way to inspire people? Of course not. That's why so many people working for someone else become more and more dissatisfied with their jobs and their lives and don't do anything about it. This negativity drains their energy and eventually impacts their health as well. Now tell yourself this. Say, I can do that. Stand up straight, pull your shoulders back, look directly in the mirror and speak loudly and clearly. You feel a difference? Now you have to do this over and over until you believe it. If you have employees working for you, find ways to focus on what they're good at, on their strengths, not their weaknesses. It's common wisdom that what you focus on expands. So doesn't it make more sense to focus on positive messages rather than negative? You have to constantly retrain your brain to think positively. Learn to recognize when the message is negative and reframe it in a positive manner. Words are so powerful that they can change lives. You control your words, both those in your head that you tell yourself and those that you say out loud to other people, and you'll notice a major difference in your self-esteem and in your confidence. So here's my challenge for you this week. Pick one person in your life that's very important to you, whether it's your spouse, your child, your best friend, a coworker, whoever, it doesn't matter. Pick one person. And in the next week, very carefully control every word you say to him or her so that that message is only a positive one. Give them a compliment, lift them up with positive encouragement, show your gratitude by saying thank you, and watch over the course of the next week and see how well it works. I guarantee you that you'll be so excited by the results that you'll try it on yourself next. The next week, we'll be ready to tackle what to do with the negativity that you hear from other people. Until then, have a great week.